What could I say about the meal today other than it was awesome?
All right.
And he took us to that rib cage place, wherever it is. City Barbecue. Rich, you know where that is? You've been there? You know what it's like. I didn't know what to expect. And I asked him what he was getting. He said a full rack. I don't know what a full rack is. But I found out today. They brought that platter out. It's hanging over the edges. I don't know why in the world I got any sides to go with it. Amen. It was wonderful. Brother and sister Sutherland has been so gracious to us, and I appreciate their affection and their kindness. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. How many of y'all come to worship?
Amen. Several years ago, in the Ukraine, there was a family that was a Christian family, but the young girl, which she wasn't quite a teenager even, she was so confused because she went to the public school there that taught communism. And the teacher would tell them every day, there's no God. There's no God. Don't believe that there's a God. There's no God. And they would just drill that day and day and day again. And she'd go home and she'd be so confused. Finally, one day, she said, God, if you're really a God, and you're really alive, then I need a pair of shoes.
All right.
I need a pair of shoes. All she was wearing was to school was her older brother's big old work boots. That's all she had. And if you're really God, I need a sweater.
All right.
And if you're really God,
come on.
I need a coat.
Yeah.
She didn't tell anyone about that. It was just between her and God. And a few days later, her daddy, which was a wonderful Christian man, came in carrying a box from the United States. All the family gathered around as he opened it. They were so excited. And the first thing he pulled out was the most beautiful pair of shoes. And this young girl grabbed them. And the next thing he pulled out was a beautiful sweater. Oh, and she grabbed it. And they said, how do you know these are yours? She didn't say a word right then. And then he pulled out a coat. And she grabbed it and ran in the other room and tried it all on. And she come back. And she said, there is a God. There is a God. And he knows just my size. And he knows that I'm a girl. But I want you to know tonight, there is a God.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows your size.
Yes, he does.
Just what you need. So tonight, be encouraged and keep your faith and your trust in God.
Amen.
Oh,
God. Bless him, Lord.
Marvelous miracles, unusual things happening, healings.
Praise God.
How many of y'all believe in miracles?
Amen.
Yes. Praise God. There used to be a man by the name of G.L. Osborne. Did a lot of missionary work. That was T.L. Lowry.
Right.
And David Nunn.
Mm-hmm.
James Dunn.
Bless him, Lamb of God.
Raymond G. Richard. Oral Roberts. Jack Cole.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Hicks. Brother and Sister Dow.
Mm-hmm.
More Closer God time. W.B. Grant Sr. We remember those years because we were there for a lot of those. Some of those men we knew personally. And but I want to tell you, just because those men are gone
right.
does not mean God is dead.
Amen.
Amen.
All God's looking for is somebody and a people that will believe in His Word and trust Him. No matter what the conditions are.
Right.
Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I want you to remember some of the things that we're going to read this evening to you. Chapter 1, verse 21-22. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God.
Yeah.
I want you to get this next verse. Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, praise God.
Turn over to Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed
with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Amen.
Amen. I want to go back, if you will, to 4th chapter, 2 Corinthians. Let me say something right here while you're turning there. The man who openly blasphemes and standing out under the sun, lifting his fist toward heaven, and says, I hate God. He is far less dangerous in the influence of his life than the man who says, I love God, and then disobeys God. Right.
Come on. Amen.
Hello.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, help me tonight, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 16 and read on down into chapter 5. For which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look at the things which are seen, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Right.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
In each of these three scripture settings that I've read with you, there's the same thought. He talks about the earnest of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk to you tonight about the earnest. I want the Lord to help me.
Praise God, right.
It really doesn't matter in our day, really. When you read the Bible, how many of you folks really read the Bible?
Come on.
I'll pray for the rest of you. When you read the Bible, there are types and shadows, there are emblems, there are symbols, and they all have a reference to something in the New Testament if you're reading the Old Testament. Whenever you see rain or dew, amen, many times it has reference to the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. A dove, amen, is a type of the Holy Ghost.
All right, yes.
The dove descended upon the Lord Jesus when he was baptized in the river Jordan. The voice came out of heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. The dove descended upon him, which was the Holy Ghost power. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When you read, amen, the scripture, wind is a type of the Spirit. Praise God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. You can't see the wind.
Right.
Amen. Come on here. Right. You can see the effects of it, but you can't see the wind.
Right.
Amen. If churches and individuals don't have the gift of the Holy Ghost, it's not because it's not been given. Praise God. The Holy Ghost has been poured out ever since Acts chapter 2.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It's only because that people have not accepted that glorious gift. Amen. The Holy Ghost has not been limited to just two or three people, or a dozen people, or the disciples, or the early church. Amen. This is unto you and to your children, and your children's children. Many as far off as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen.
Amen. I believe in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I mean, y'all do.
Amen.
Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, he said, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost?"
Right.
Amen. Chapter 6 and verse 16, he said, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you?"
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It helps you every day.
Right.
Somebody asked me some time ago, said, "Do you believe you can go to heaven, amen, without the Holy Ghost?"
Come on.
I said, "I don't want to go to Walmart without the Holy Ghost."
Right.
Come on.
Hello here. Amen. Amen. You can see the results of it. You can see the wind, amen, that is blows the leaves on the trees. And the wind blows the limbs, and you can see the effects of it. But you can't see the wind.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. You don't see the Holy Ghost, but you can see the effects of it.
Amen.
In people's lives. There is a manifestation of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. I come to you not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe the power of the Holy Ghost is present in the church world now.
Amen.
If you don't want it, praise God, He'll not force Himself on you.
Amen.
Praise God. But I'm glad for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many places in the Scripture, He talks to us about fire. Fire is a type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are many symbols of the Spirit. Amen. That we've read through the Bible. Amen. If you know anything about the Old Testament at all, amen, the Holy Ghost is likened to an anointing. Praise God. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Amen.
Amen. If you're familiar with the Holy Ghost, won't y'all listen to me tonight? If you're familiar with the Old Testament practice, an anointing represents a divine dedication and a consecration to a holy office.
Amen.
Aaron and his sons were inducted into the priesthood.
Yeah.
Amen. When that happened, a holy ointment was prepared and used for their anointing.
Amen.
Amen. In Exodus chapter 30, this anointing, amen, was their consecration into the priesthood office. Amen. A choice was made in Israel of the first king. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, God instructed Samuel, who found Saul, amen, hiding among the stuff. Come on here. And he took a horn of oil and poured it over his head. Praise God. And
right.
Saul, come on, y'all still with me. Saul was anointed to be king over Israel. A few years later, when Saul was rejected and David was chosen to be his successor, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, Samuel took that same horn of oil, amen, and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Bible said, "And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day onward." Praise God. I want the Holy Ghost anointing to flow among us again.
Amen.
As Elijah, amen, approached the hour of conclusion of his earthly ministry, amen, he was instructed the son of Shaphat. Amen. To be his successor. Amen. And from those scriptures, we see that prophet and priest and king were all anointed as an official. And all, listen to me. Indication of their choice and dedication to their respective offices. Now, I want to tell you, Red Tom, Jesus stood up, amen, on that great day as an Antichrist, a prophet and priest and king. And he stood up in Ephesus and he said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me. Amen. Come on here.
Bless him, Lamb of God.
It's the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to tell you this evening that that anointing that came upon the head of the Lord Jesus flows down his body. Amen. To the remotest member of his body. Praise God. I feel like most of the time I'm just a toe in the body of Christ. But I have felt that anointing that came upon our head, the Lord Jesus.
Bless him, Lord. Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And these two of these scriptures that we read tonight, amen, it talked about being sealed with the Holy Spirit. You know what that means? That means that that sealing of the Holy Spirit shuts you in with God and shuts the world out. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
Amen. Get me here. I'm a country boy. I was raised on a farm for a good bit of my life. I understand some things about the country life. Amen. My mother can. Amen. Ever since I can remember. And she would take those jars and put vegetables. Amen. Back in those days, they canned sausage. In jars, they canned it. Praise God. And various things. And she would put the food in the jars. And then she would, amen, put that cap on and then the ring around it. Y'all listen to me.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Then she'd put those jars in a canner, 8 or 9 jars at a time, and put it on the stove and cooked it. Are y'all still listening now?
Yes.
Anybody here understand that?
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. And she cooked it for her. Amen. I don't remember how long she did. She knew exactly how long. And after a while, she'd turn the fire off. She'd take the canner off and set it on the counter. She'd take those jars out with the, amen, with cloth and set them over on the counter. And after a while, y'all still listen to me.
Yeah.
After a while, you'd hear pop, pop, pop. Amen. Come on here.
Yeah.
And those cans were sealed.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. Amen. What did that do that kept the air from getting to the good material that's inside and keep it from spoiling?
Amen.
Thank God, the sealing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Takes us and seals us.
Yes.
Keeps the good spirit of the Lord inside. Keeps the world outside. And we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ah, I remember some time ago now, it's been a little while. Amen. Give a little more room.
Amen.
Amen. My wife, she likes sauerkraut.
Help him, Lord.
She loves sauerkraut. I don't like sauerkraut.
I do.
Yeah, I think Brother Joe Bill probably did. Amen. And she asked me to go downstairs in the basement to the storage room and get a jar and bring it up there. She wanted to fix up. I went downstairs like a good, sweet, darling, obedient husband. Amen. And got that jar off of the shelf, brought it upstairs, amen, and gave it to her, and she set it on the counter and started taking that ring off of it. Amen. And she noticed that the little lid was not sealed. Come on, y'all still with me? And when she pulled that seal off, the awful stink aroma filled that place. Woo! You have to hold your nose.
Help him, Lord.
Amen. She hollered across the room and said, come get this! Take it out and throw it away! She said, throw the jar away! Praise God! Woo! Help me here! You know what happened? Amen. That jar was not sealed. Amen. And it's spoiled. And I want to tell you, if you're not sealed by the Holy Ghost power, the world is going to spoil you. The things, pray, pop, come on here. The things that the church stands against, you won't get to where you don't think it's so bad after all. Your goods are going to spoil. Praise God. Come on here.
Bless him, Lord.
I want to take the man. I talked. Oh, God, help me. I probably shouldn't take this, but I'm going to anyhow. Amen. There's a man that came to our church for several years. And, amen, the world got to looking appealing to him, and they quit, his whole family. None of them go to church now, as I know of. And, I saw him not long ago. Amen. Had been in church in several years now. Amen. And I invited him to come back to church. He said, oh, Brother Savage, I pray every day. I love something all right there. He said, I really do. I pray every day. Amen. And before the conversation was through, he was taking God's name in vain. Come on here. I want to tell you, there's got to be something that's got to seal the world out of your life and seal the good Holy Ghost power in your life. And if you've got it like you ought to have it, you have a desire to go to God's house. Praise God. Come on here. Let me ask you, amen. Me now, I'm crying here. Hey, man, how much of an excuse does it take to keep you out of revival? Oh, glory to God. Hey, man, I talk about my folks at home, my kin folks. Hey, man, I don't know if they'll be yours. We was having a revival. This has been several years ago now. We was having a wonderful, wonderful revival. And I'm not sure Brother J.R. was preaching it or some other evangelist, but we was having a great revival. Amen. And one of my kin folks, hear me, that come to church, amen, and profess to be a saint and a child of God. Amen. She was going around inviting the church folks during the revival, amen, to come tomorrow night to her child's birthday party. Amen. To miss revival and go to a birthday party. That's spiritual, isn't it? Somebody's got some spoiled goods.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Somebody said, woo, got quiet in here tonight. Hey. Somebody said to me, I'd have been at church. Amen. Sunday morning, Brother Savage, but the beans had to be picked. Amen. And so I picked the beans instead of coming
the church, and I want you to know where I was. Amen. And I said to them, the same God that put the bean in the pod on the vine can rot that bean on your table. Amen. If you don't put God first. Amen. The message, come on here. The message of the Bible is God first.
Amen.
Amen. Get sealed good. Praise God, and God will be first in your life. Amen. Before your mother, come on here. Before your mother, before your sister, before anybody else, before your own self, God first.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Now, I want to come down to where I was, wanted to be here. Tonight, the Lord will help me for a little while. Three times in the scriptures that we read this morning, it talked to us about the earnest of the Spirit, or the earnest of your inheritance. Amen. I don't know about out in Ohio, in our country, if you buy a piece of land, amen, and sign a contract, they want earnest money. You understand that? That means a deposit. Amen. Money up front. When you sign that contract, if that contract is $100,000, amen, they may require $5,000 or $10,000 as earnest money. Amen. And that's just saying, come on here, that is saying to me, amen, the fella that's selling the property, amen, and the fella that's buying the property, more is coming after a while.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is just a deposit. Amen. This is just a little bit of what a whole lot of is coming. Amen. I want to tell you, great God, come on here. Amen. It's stated that the experience of the Holy Ghost coming, amen, upon us is the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. We think it's wonderful when we come to church and shout, and the power of God falls and people get healed. Amen. I want to tell you, that's just earnest money.
Yes, Lord.
I said, that's just earnest money. Praise God, the fullness of it's coming after a while. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, amen. I talked to you to start with tonight about these men, amen, that are all deceased that I know of now. Amen. They had a marvelous touch of God in their time, in their era. But God is not dead. Amen. God is very much alive. Looking forward as a church that will believe Him,
amen,
that will trust Him, that will honor Him, that will worship Him.
Yes, amen.
Glory.
Amen.
When we come on here, when we come to the house of God, as we did last night, and around these altars, and these precious ladies got a touch of God. Young man back here between the pews got a touch of God. These men over here got a touch of God. I saw one of them shouting a while. That's just earnest money. That's not a little bit of what it's really going to be like after a while. We know not what we should be like, but this we do know, that when he shall appear, we should be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Some years ago now, I was praying in my study, amen, about the, we need a revival in our churches. Are y'all still with me? Amen. I remember the 1950s and the early 1960s, those great tent revivals that went across this country, campaigns and auditoriums. Amen. Come on here. I thought my brother, I felt good when brother, Benny Sutherland talked about that lady. Amen. That God healed. One leg was shorter than the other. Praise God. Y'all still with me. I've seen miracles. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen that. Come on. Y'all still with me. I've seen people get up out of wheelchairs and push the wheelchair back out that door. Amen. I've seen the mighty power of God. And I was praying, come on, y'all feel me.
Help me, Lord.
Amen. I come through. Woo! bed is 60s, and the professor 70s, and man, the doctor's 80s, and come on here, and the apostate 90s, but we have come into a new era of time, and I was praying, oh God, we need a return of Pentecostal power in our church. Amen. Bless you, amen. And the Holy Ghost said, tell my people to sanctify themselves, that I will visit them one more time before I return. Well, God, come on here. I'm here to tell you the revival will return to the local church. We'll not see it in citywide meetings like it did in the 50s, but miracles will happen. Glory to God, will come down. Saints will get healed.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
As a preacher camp meeting a few years ago for Brother Ralph Lowry down in Alabama, he got a letter from Texas. A little girl. Amen. They sent a letter for prayer. This little girl, I forget how old she was, just a small girl. Amen. The prayer was, she's got a tumor behind her eyes on her brain. She's gone blind. And they said it's too dangerous to operate. Are you still with me? Amen. Brother Larry was praying about it. And he said, amen, God told him to anoint a handkerchief. Amen. Y'all believe in anointing handkerchiefs? Amen. He said, anoint a handkerchief and put it in the pocket of the preacher while he preaches, and send that handkerchief to Texas. Amen. When service is over. He did. Amen. The next week, he got a phone call from Texas. Glory to God. Amen. And he's
blessed.
When they put that anointed handkerchief on that girl, her sight came back. Her tumor was healed. Praise God. I want to tell you, God's still on the throne. And he will do again what has God done in the bygone years. God, we're not waiting on God. God's waiting on us to believe his word. And it will be so, even as he said it would.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help him, precious Holy Ghost.
Easter Sunday this year.
Hallelujah.
Easter Sunday this year, Blanchard, Oklahoma, Brother Lyndall Birdsong, pastor, had a wonderful service Sunday morning. Sunday night service had a glorious service. I didn't know it. Amen. But L.D. Moore's daughter and L.D. Moore's wife goes to church there. And they brought an Assembly of God lady from Oklahoma City down there. Amen. To be prayed for. Does anybody here say amen?
Amen.
Y'all believe in praying for the
sick? Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Birdsong said he fell in to have Sister Sanders tell about some healings that she has seen in her lifetime. She was raised in Jack Cole's church in Dallas, Texas. Amen. And I preached somewhat along the same line. And that dear lady, a Sister White, I think her first name is Lois. I've got a testimony. Amen. She came to church that night specifically to be prayed for her. Amen. She had had cancer some years earlier, and she was hemorrhaging, and pretty serious hemorrhaging, and the doctor seemed to think that the cancer had come back. Amen. She said, I come tonight to be prayed for. Amen. And when service was getting close to the end, Amen, Brother Birdsong. Amen. I told him, I said, get the oil and anoint people that are sick in this building that want to be healed. She came up to be prayed for. Amen, Brother Birdsong anointed her, and the power of God came down in that place.
Praise God.
Y'all stay with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She felt instantly that God had healed her, and the hemorrhaging stopped right then. Praise God.
Praise God.
She said, I went home and I knew that I was healed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
She went back to the doctor and they did the x-rays and all the tests.
Hallelujah.
The doctor said, I can tell where there was, amen, something there, but it is
Hallelujah.
Not found. It is completely healed. Amen. If you ever had any more trouble, I want to tell you, God is still on the throne. Amen. Divine healing is great. God, come over here. Divine healing is just the earnest money. But we're going to have a new body after a while. It will never get sick. Never have a heart headache. Never have any heart trouble. Never have any backache.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Something moving in this place tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Let me tell you, you got the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
And when you got the Holy Ghost, you speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave us.
Bless God, yes.
But there are many refills, and there must be a continual updating of that relationship with God.
Come on, bless you.
Every time, glory to God. Are y'all still here? Say amen.
Amen.
Every time I go to the house of God, amen, and I feel like singing a chorus, amen, I want to tell you, the glory of the Lord comes down. That's this earnest money.
Thank God. Thank God, yes.
I can't imagine. Come on here. I can't imagine in my father's imagination even what kind of a body we're going to have. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man. But the Lord hath prepared for them that love and serve him. But I can tell you this. Amen, amen. When you get in a Holy Ghost meeting or a camp meeting and you're shouting around these pews and you're running, amen, across this platform, amen, that's just earnest money. Oh, what heaven is really going to be like? I don't know, great God. I can only imagine what heaven's going to be like. I can only imagine streets of gold. I can only imagine 1,500 miles in any direction. I can only imagine about gates of pearl. I can only imagine about the tree of life that bears 12 different fruits in its season. Every time I get in the house of God, every glory of the Lord comes down. That tells me that's just a little bit of what heaven is really going to be like. It's going to be glorious after a while.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The contract is sealed.
Praise God.
It's already bought and paid for. Hallelujah. And after a while, we're going to receive the fullness of that power that we can only imagine what it's like. Amen. Brother Thomas, won't be no more sick bodies.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Won't be no more lumbago. Hey, man, I can't hardly walk. Hey, man, my wife has trouble going up and down steps. And she goes one step at a time like that. But when we get over yonder, praise God. Hey, man, she will run like a young lady. Hey, man, with plenty of energy and health and strength. Hey, man, hey. Isn't that the little bit of God?
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anybody here tonight would like to have that kind of earnest loving touch?
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the wonderful name of Jesus.
I've told a lot of young men, young preachers, don't be afraid to trust God.
Amen.
My daughter-in-law, Marcia, of many, amen, knows her. Amen. When our son, Randy, got killed, we moved them up from Florida to live with us for a period of time. Is this all right tonight?
Amen.
And she got a job with the government in Washington, D.C. Good job. But she had to ride a van to and fro. Not making big money, but enough to get by on. She was living with us with her three children. And at the time, amen, there came a house right next door to us, Brother Benny. Amen, out there in the boondocks where the bears run in the yard. Amen. It came vacant. For rent. And she said, Dad, amen, Marcia's more like a real daughter to us than a daughter-in-law. And she said, Dad, I'd like to rent that house. But she said, I can't afford what they're asking for it. I said, Marcia, don't be afraid to trust God. Call the man and tell him what you can afford and see if he'll take it. She did, and he did. Praise God.
Come on.
Somebody say amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Marcia's a very frugal person. She's not a spender. I'm a spender. I mean, she's very conscious about where she puts her money. Amen. She came to me one day and she said, Dad, she said, oh, glory to God, I just got to get this in here. I can't get out of heaven. Praise God. She said, Dad, I got gas money to pay, and I got groceries I might have to buy for my kids. Amen. I got, are y'all listening now?
Yeah.
I got the rent I have to pay, and I've got the utilities that I've got to pay for. And she said, Dad, amen, on what I'm making, there's not enough money to pay tithes. I lost y'all, but hey, man, I said, Marcia, don't be afraid to trust God. I said, if you make a covenant,
come on,
and pay your tithes first, and when you get to the end of the month, if you don't have enough to buy groceries, hey, man, Dad will buy them for you. But I've got confidence in God. Praise God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. She worked. They moved into the house. Amen. The first month's rent come due. Amen. And she paid her tithes. The first thing she got paid, I think it was every 2 weeks. Amen. And she paid her tithes first. And she paid her house rent. Amen. She paid the utilities when they come due. Amen. She, are y'all listening here? She paid her, amen, a van ride to D.C. and back. Amen. She paid her gas bill. Amen. And bought groceries. And she said, Dad, it don't make sense. Amen. She said, it does not mathematically work. But she said, I had enough money to stop at McDonald's and buy all the kids a hamburger. Praise God. I want to tell you, when you put God first, it works.
Help him, Lord.
Ernest.
Praise God.
I feel like in this service tonight, I did not know who was going to be here. But I feel like there's several people in this congregation tonight that really need a touch of God in their life.
Help me, Lord.
Y'all believe in miracles today.
Amen.
I heard going down the road the other day a song, "Your Miracle's Coming Down the Road." I don't know that song, but I wish they had tried to sing it. You probably wouldn't want to hear me sing it anyhow. But I want to tell you, your miracle is right here in this book. Just believe it. I said, just believe it.
Amen.
Anybody here in this service, you might want to get out of your place where you are and come right here and stand and ask God that you need His touch.
Hallelujah.
Your body tonight.
Hallelujah.
Some of you good brethren come. Praise.
Praise God.
God can hear the Thomas miracle tonight.
Yes, He can.
God can move for these other brethren. There's some lady here tonight that's waiting for her miracle. And you need the touch of God tonight while they're praying. You want to get out of your seat when you come. There is no telling what God will do tonight.
Yeah, let's back here. Be careful because everything's still running.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. If you're waiting for somebody else to come before you come, amen, you need to exercise your own faith and believe God in your own life tonight. Glory, 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 glory. Praise God. There is nothing impossible with God.